Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. The Soul of Business with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Welcome to The Soul of Business on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero. For the workday afternoon on the phone, I am joined by Wong Zee Kit, CEO, AIA Singapore. AIA has extended complimentary mental resilience training, which has been made available to 1.2 million workers in Singapore. We find out more. Welcome to the show.
Hello, everybody.
Now, perhaps we can start with defining what the mental resilience training that AIA has introduced is. Tell us why and how AIA launched the mental resilience training program.
Starting from quarter 4, 2020 last year, AIA extended the our complimentary resilience mindset training for all our AIA staff and corporate customers. Well, this is a 4-week program in partnership with Potential Project. They are a global leader in organizational effectiveness programs, and that kicks off with a webinar and followed by subsequent check-in sessions to ensure a change in habits. Now, why do we want to do this? We want to ensure that all our AIA employees are taken care of, and we also want to encourage other companies to collaboratively nurture a culture of mental well-being. As we know, 1 in 7 Singaporeans will experience a mental health disorder in their lifetime. And it is alarming more so now because COVID-19 has actually led to heightened stress and anxiety levels in Singaporeans due to the disruption to lifestyles and livelihoods. And many of us have to work from home, you know, having back-to-back calls. And that sort of make us realize that it is so important to continue to take care of our people's mental well-being. So AIA people managers, more than 300 of us, we were trained in stress and mental wellness management. So we want to enable them to identify common mental health issues and how to appropriately support all the staff.
Right. Okay. Now, the program started as a pilot for AIA Singapore C-suite executives. Did you participate?
Yes, I joined the first session. It's a 4-week program. Mm-hmm. So we started with the C-suite, and we received really positive results, and that's how it led to the decision to extend this program to all our employees and our corporate customers. You know, we have helped to improve the mental resilience of our corporate customers of more than 200 employees. And 97% of the participants said that they found the program helpful and would recommend it to their colleagues as well. So at the beginning of the sessions, as for the pilot run, we know that 1 in 4 participants reported they were feeling very tired, stressed, and overwhelmed. By the end of the session, 91% of the participants said that they actually benefited from the program and there is a positive shift towards more positive, optimistic, and selfless mindset, almost, you know, quadrupled before and after the program. So we really like this program, and I think many people have benefited from this.
Okay, so it's been overwhelmingly positive. The feedback has been great, even from extended employees and customers.
That's right.
All right. Now, the MOH estimates, and you referred to this earlier, that 1 in 7 Singaporeans will experience a mental health disorder in their lifetime. Could you tell us why this is significant?
We realize that the COVID-19 is not just a physical health crisis. It has overwhelming impact on the mental health. And this has been spotlighted because of the amount of time that we have to work from home. Not everybody may have that conducive office environment. You know, you could have noise, background, not comfortable chairs and table and so on and so forth. So that has resulted in creating additional stress to all the employees. You know, when we did a workplace resilience survey conducted by the NUH, National University Health System Mind Science Center, found out that those working from home can be even more stressed than our pandemic frontliners. 61% of those working from home reported feeling stressed compared with 53% of frontliners. And a greater proportion of women, 61% of women, reported feeling stressed at home, at work, sorry. 61% of the people, and they're from women, reported feeling stressed at work relative to men, which is about 50%. So this also show that a lot of people are getting a lot more stress working from home due to the pandemic. That's why it is increasingly even more important to make sure that we continue to take care of our mental well-being.
Right. Okay. We're speaking with Wong Zee Kit, CEO AIA Singapore. What other initiatives can companies in Singapore take to build a healthier and more engaged workforce?
Wow. We have our Vitality Program. Our Vitality Program is not just promote physical well-being, not just about exercising and clocking steps, but it also promotes mental well-being and eating well, including sleeping well. So it is a holistic program which helps all our staff, customers, to lead a healthier, longer, and better life. And that is our brand promise. You know, Vitality is an award-winning wellness program that we first introduced in 2018, and we have more than 100,000 members now in Singapore on this program. So this is one of a very important initiative for us to continue to drive the healthier, longer, better lives for not just the staff, but everybody in the community.
Now, today is International Women's Day, so I should first of all wish you happy International Women's Day.
Thank you.
And we'd like to ask what this means to you as a woman in a leadership role.
Well, I would like to say that leadership should not be based on gender, but should be based on merit and potential of the individual. So at AIA Singapore, I'm actually happy to say that 50% of my exco, the C-suite and my staff, are actually women. Yeah, and not consciously choosing them to be there because they're women, but more so they're all there based on their own merits and their potential. So if you ask me, it is very important to foster a company culture where every voice is welcome, heard, and respected. So for all the women out there, do not be afraid to compete and show your capability on a level playing field with everybody else, because diversity is only the first step. Inclusivity is the key, and that is the kind of culture that we want to set at AIA Singapore.
AIA Singapore, AIA as a global entity, has put its money where its mouth is. It has always been a strong supporter of diversity initiatives for a long time. This goes back quite a ways. Appointing its first woman CEO from the Asia-Pacific region in 2015. Now, in your opinion, how important in today's context is the contribution of women in leadership positions?
I think if you look at the board level, there's still a lot of work to be done. Mm-hmm. The government is also pushing very hard. In fact, the ministry just announced that 2021 is a year to celebrate women, you know. So I think everybody recognizes that we need to do a lot, but it is not just policies or programs that drive this diversity and inclusivity, but really everybody, including you and I, to make sure that we continue to be bold to speak up, continue to dare to go after our dreams and chase after our goals, because, you know, everybody should have an equal chance, and it's not based on whether your gender or your personal background, but it's all on your merits and your potential.
Now, there are so many questions I could ask you. Yeah. Follow up to that. I have one, yes. Just one. How important is the men in senior management's buy-in to women having a greater place at the table?
I must say that AIA Singapore, whether you're a man or women, we never look at each other in this way. There's no mention about whether you're a man or woman.
Right.
But it's really about fostering a culture of diversity and inclusivity. So we welcome multi-generational, multilingual workforce and really focusing on a lot of, you know, personalized one-on-one discussion, because that really will help individuals to thrive in the organization.
All right. Now, before I let you go, regardless of gender, could you give us an insight into how important mental resilience training is for someone in leadership?
Very, very important. I guess it is not more important or less important. Preparing ourselves and making sure that we are all mentally strong, it is equally is important, regardless of rank, regardless of gender, regardless of your background, because at the end of the day, our own health is not just about physical, right?
Mm-hmm.
Our own health is physical plus mental, because you have seen how mental illness have actually affected people's lives. So I would like to say that mental wellness, mental well-being is equally, if not more important than physical well-being.
Right. But are there unique challenges when you are in a position of leadership and you have less people you can share it with, so your mental resilience becomes more important?
Well, I'm very fortunate to be surrounded by a good staff, good family support. So, and the personal, take care of your own self first before you can take care of others. That's what we heard too, right? So we also want to make sure that we take care of our own personal well-being before we can take care of whether the staff, whether your family or the organization.
Right. Okay. We've been speaking with Wong Zeekit, CEO AIA Singapore. Zeekit, thank you so much for the time and for the insights. It's been a pleasure.
You're most welcome. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
I'm Clarissa Montero for the Workday Afternoon. This is Money FM 89.3, Singapore's most influential radio station.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.